Hi, I'm Ilona Bebenek, and welcome to this podcast presented by the American College of Toxicology. In this first episode, we would like to introduce you to our podcast program, and to do this, joining us is Tracy Zoetis, current president of ACT. Tracy will talk about the college and its mission, as well as planned events for 2017 and strategic goals for the future. Tracy, thanks for joining me, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
First, can you tell us about the American College of Toxicology and the activities planned for the upcoming year, including podcasts?
Sure. Thank you for asking, Ilona. First, I want to thank all the volunteers that make ACT an informative, collegial, and effective professional organization for toxicologists. Our 2016 annual meeting was a great success as measured by the participation and feedback of meeting attendees. Our mission to educate, lead, and serve in the field of toxicology remains vibrant and relevant. Already, work is underway on courses that will be presented in April, May, July, and August of this year. In addition to toxicology for pharmaceutical and regulatory scientists, practical application of toxicology and drug development, and our advanced comprehensive toxicology courses, we're pleased to partner with the Teratology Society for the first time to present a new course called Practical Reproductive and Developmental Toxicology. We're also launching our second year of a modular webinar series in collaboration with the British Toxicology Society. Topics of those webinars will include carcinogenicity, reproductive toxicology, target organ toxicity, immunotoxicology, risk assessment, and ecotoxicology. In addition, we're offering either live or recorded complimentary webinars on a timely and practical topic such as biosimilars, reproductive toxicology, and the determination of adversity. We're so excited to be able to offer these high-quality learning opportunities worldwide.
Great. Thanks, Tracy. So why is ACT doing a podcast program, and what's in store for this year?
Well, you can tell from that my previous answer that our educational and outreach programs have bred success, and the success of those programs have created a demand for further communication of timely information. So we're kicking off a series of podcasts as a means to provide brief updates of interest to our scientific and regulatory community. This year, we plan to release 3 podcasts on topics of oligonucleotide therapeutics, biomarkers, and the microbiome. We've had wonderful opportunities to interview a number of experts in these fields and anticipate that our members will enjoy listening to the podcast and learning about these relevant and exciting topics.
Tracy, earlier this year, ACT Council met for a strategic meeting. Can you tell us about this meeting and what was accomplished?
Sure. Every 3 years, ACT leadership meets to examine our long-term goals and objectives for the college. Progress updates are monitored and adjusted regularly throughout the year. This year, we held a planning meeting in February 1st and 2nd to allow us to get an early start to work on identified initiatives. As with any organization experiencing success, ACT success has led to increasing demands for more. More in terms of the number of courses offered, number and frequency of webinars, more coordinated opportunities for outreach, and more activities and numbers of participants at our annual meeting. We'll be working as a team during the next 3 years to critically examine each activity we undertake and ensure that we're able to meet those demands in excellence and maintain ACT's treasured identity as a leader in applied toxicology in terms of education, professional development, and scientific and regulatory relevance.
Tracy, I'd like to thank you again for joining me, and thanks to our audience for tuning in.
It was my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by the American College of Toxicology, whose mission is to educate, lead, and serve professionals in toxicology and related disciplines by promoting the exchange of information and perspectives on applied toxicology and safety assessment. For more information, please visit www.actox.org.